Love the Bouncer Perkei Mishnah Gimel. Hamoicher es a chamor, mocher es a siach. Person that sells a donkey sells the donkey's child, the siach. Mocher es a para, loy mocher es bina. But when you sell a cow, you don't include in the sale the cow's child. The Gemara says that we're dealing with, in both of these cases, where a person said that he's selling a nursing donkey or a nursing cow. So a donkey doesn't nurse. Therefore, it's obviously talking about, when you're saying that, that you're including the offspring, the child. But when you say a nursing cow, a cow happens to nurse. That's utterly accurate. So therefore, the understanding is that it's a cow that stands to give milk. And therefore, it's only the cow. Macher ashpa, macher zivla. So you sell this heap, that's what an ashpa is, macher zivla. You're also including the manure. The heap, whether it's high above the ground or whether it was dug out and below, you also include that as well. Macher bor, macher meimav. If you sell a pit, you also include the water that's inside of it. This actually is a machlekes. The Rav says the Chachamim disagree. This is a Shitas Yachid, Rabbi Nosson, Tana Rabbi Nosson. But the Rav says, and the Rambam as well, that halacha is not like this. It's like the Chachamim, that you do not include the water. Mishnah continues, Macher Kaveris, if you sell a beehive, Macher Devarim, you include the bees. Macher Shoivach, Dovecote, Macher Yonim, you're including the birds. Halokech, Peros shovach mechaveros. So now if a person buys peros shovach, meaning the fruits of a dovecote, so that means not that you're purchasing the actual dovecote, but what comes out of the dovecote for that year, let's say. So mafriach brecha rishona. So the seller gets to keep the first set of doves. The Rav says that every two chicks that come out is called a brecha. And the reason that you have to leave always at least the first brecha for the seller is because the mother, in order for the mother to have any interest in staying, there has to be that brecha there for her children, else she's going to fly away. And the seller needs the mother bird there. So even though the buyer is taking all the future birds, you have to at least leave one brecha that the mother stays. Peris kaveris, and the same type of thing for the peris of a beehive, which is referring to the bees that are born from this beehive for this year. Noto shlosha nechilim umisaris. The buyer takes the first three chevra of bees that come out this year. Those are usually the best ones, I guess the strongest bees, the busiest bees. And he would put them in his own beehive. And as the bees come out afterwards, they're not as strong. But afterwards, it's also understood that you'd be misaris. You would alternate, keep one set of bees, and then the new set you'd let the seller keep, and so on and so forth. Because the beehive, it's not enough that you just have the queen bee with just, you know, a few bees like you had by the dovecote. There has to be more than that, that there still has to be a real beehive always intact. So you have to leave for the seller an alternating set of bees. Chalos dvash. If a person purchases chalos dvash, these are honeycombs. Meniach shtei chalos. He's got to leave over two honeycombs for the existing bees in the beehive that they can sustain during the winter time, and then he keeps the rest for himself. Zesim lakuts, wood to cut from an olive wood tree, miniach shtei grofios. He has to leave two little shoots from the ground that the olive wood tree will be able to regrow. So you can cut a lot of it, but just leave a little. The Rav says they're shoots, they're branches that it can regrow afterwards.